Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. I have to be careful what I say because, you know, I try to be very open to people. Unfortunately, I cannot be open if I have bad experiences to, let's say I had bad experiences by dangerous people. So I will not be open-minded to bad or evil people because they have bad character. I experienced so much atrocities from, I learned from when I was a child, being harassed and made fun of, who I needed to stay away from. And that included being robbed when I was real young, coming out here to Hollywood, almost killed, a victim of ID theft, fraud. So I keep away from dangerous black or African-American men and women and dangerous white people, or regardless of color. It doesn't matter what your color is because I cannot hang around with a criminal regardless. I was stalked and harassed by deranged, dangerous African-American and Latino white persons for 18 years over a little condo. I was harassed. But, in spite of all that, I have tried very hard to deal with only the good people. Good people, not bad people. It does not matter what color they are. I do not deal with dangerous people, regardless of color. They have bad character. They are negative. They are dangerous. I had not only the stalking for 18 years, my home was violated, looked in by a dangerous African-American obsessed person, and Latin persons, and white persons, for 18 years. I have called the LAPD. I had to try to move. I had to be careful who I hang out. I judge people by their character, their actions, not by what they look like. It's on the inside. And the same situation happens that I written or write music. And this African-American man said, and these other white and Latin said, they made money off my music. They waiting for me to write a song in my home or a studio so they can commit fraud, so they can use it, they can sample it and get credit for it. Evil. They said this, using me as a punching bag to step on. Black on black crime is alive and well in America. For some black people, they hurt other black men and women. I experience it a lot. I keep away from those black people in my neighborhood who have those stereotypes. They look at me as a person to take advantage of, to rob, to commit fraud, to murder, to steal. That's all they know how to do. That includes people of other races. It's true. I experienced it. A deranged black man targeted me because I didn't say hello to him. He banged on my freaking window, threatened me, stalked me. a dangerous black man or woman in my neighborhood target me because I look like someone they can take advantage of. A dangerous white man targeted me because of my skin color. So he targeted me. He didn't like me trying to better myself. He said racist stuff. I was a victim of racism directly because of my skin color. I didn't get a home, a job. I was called the N-word. It had to do with character. So many atrocities that I experience by these dangerous people simply because I have a talent. They look at me as a little person to step on to get ahead in the music business. They even said that they told people in the industry that I was someone who was schizophrenic, who's not writing music to hurt my reputation. So I had to be careful. That's why I was told by BMI, ASCAP, the songwriting organizations and the music industry, to publish and copyright songs that I release. So I had to do that because these individuals were going around saying they had used my songs on Master Writer and so on. It really is a sad thing that I need to talk about this because they said these rumors to people in the industry that I was sick and other false allegations. They also said they invaded my privacy, had people look at my home without my authorization, made up stories to humiliate me so I do not get in the industry because they're evil and they're dangerous. I dealt with racism and I dealt with black-on-black crime. I stay away from dangerous people, regardless of color. I learned this from my own family and people in my hometown. I had to stay away from members of my mother and father's family because they're nothing but criminals. They manipulate. They look at me, they would manipulate me. They probably came out to where I'm at and everything because my sisters and I were talking about this. I learned that in my own family that I had to keep away from criminals because all they do is manipulate other family members. I had so many atrocities, homelessness, suffering. While I'm dealing with this, I had to deal with a dangerous black man in my neighborhood who's targeting me because he's jealous or trying to destroy me for no reason, or a white person. They were mentally ill. They've been in prison. I've seen people in my family or my early childhood went to prison for murder and other things because they target other innocent people, and I had to keep away from them. But it's because of their character. It was because of their character. Now I listen to this, that even now, these individuals are still coming over here trying to destroy me. Because they don't want me to own a home or to advance or get a great job or to be successful in the industry because they're jealous and they're dangerous. They're jealous because I have a talent. How they deal with things is steal and rob and kill and commit fraud. That's all they know how to do. I learned that my own family. That's why I disowned them. And now I have to do that in the African-American community, there's a proportion of black men killing and robbing and hurting other black men, and that includes women. And I experienced it a lot in my neighborhood currently. I have to be careful who I deal with. That includes the white men who target me for racism. It had to do with their character. It did not have nothing to do with their race. They're dangerous. I experienced too much. The most dangerous, looking at me as a little person to step on, they said, to get ahead in rap or in the music industry. They said they took songs off my master writer and committed fraud to make money off of it. They bought homes, they said. It's so evil. I have to go and sue. And at the same time, dealing with listening to issues in my own family, being manipulated by other family members who go to prison. These individuals go to prison. They steal. They commit fraud. And they're trying to take away my dream. Now, I'm going to get to the point. I am never and not a racist. I'm very open-minded. I always have been. But I'm not a fool. I don't go by skin color. I go by character. And the character of these individuals in my neighborhood and near me and in my family and so on were evil. They targeted me simply because they think I'm someone to take advantage of. They said when I write a song or release it, they use it to steal. They evil. But regardless, black on black crime is alive and well. It has to change. It has to change. And so is racism. I keep away from dangerous people. Color don't matter. It's not about color. It's about their character on the inside, their actions, their evil. They're looking at me as a person to step on, to step on, use my material. They say they sample my music. I have to sue. Made up stories telling people that I can't make it in the industry. I'm not well enough. Trying to hinder me from recording. And you know what they said? They want me to be a lawyer, a dog. They want me to be a role model. They know what they're trying to do is they want to get rich and then step on me at the same time. I'm trying to heal. I have to continue to go for my dream. They want to take my dreams away because they're evil. They've been in jail before. That's all they know how to do is steal and hurt and rob, commit fraud, trespass, violate my constitutional rights. They're evil. As I said before, when I say these things, I do not want people to take me out of context. I had a very horrific life, okay? But I'm okay. Because I use my music to write. But I have to keep away from bad people, regardless of where they come from. I hang around with good people. I don't want to deal with somebody from my family who was a criminal, and I don't want to deal with someone in my neighborhood when I grew up who came out here to manipulate me, or to at least see me as a target, which they had. They need to stay away permanently. I did this because they said this, that when I write, I plug away to steal and step on me to get ahead. That's evil. That's negative. Negative situation bring negative consequences. Stay away from negative people. Black, white, or brown. I have to look at someone's character deep inside, how they act toward me, to make a decision on whether I could deal with them. I don't care what they look like on the outside. But unfortunately, black-on-black crime, I experienced it too much from being bullied when I was a child, which is to being robbed, to be almost murdered, a victim of fraud. I don't want to deal with that. I experienced it from people of other races from a white man who discriminated me because of my skin color, who targeted me because he didn't want a black man in the neighborhood, etc., etc. I did not make music to have someone steal it or sample it or someone undermine my potential because they're jealous. Now, I came out here to Hollywood to make my dream come true. I did not come out here to be a victim or a broken dreamer. And I'm going to say this for the last time. I do not discriminate based on color, religion, race, sexual orientation. I do not. I'm very open. But when it comes to character, which meaning based on how a person acts toward me, how I have to. I cannot hang out or deal with a negative person. And I cannot let a negative person destroy me and make up false allegations about my health or steal my songs or try to hinder me from being successful. They are good people regardless of race. There are good people, black, white, and brown. Unfortunately, I came across or attract the worst from my past as well as my present. That's not who I deal with. I'm going to continue to go for my dream because I can't let it be destroyed or my life be destroyed by these dangerous hoodlums in my neighborhood. They want to destroy me because they were jealous and want to take advantage of me. I did not come to Hollywood or L.A. to deal with this situation. But that's what they want. See my dream not come true and to step on me to get there. Their dreams. Look at me as a little person, a punching bag to get to the top. And that is not what I came out here to deal with, especially from a dangerous person in my neighborhood or building. Again, it's about character, not color. Color don't matter. It's actions on the inside. I do not discriminate on color, race, creed, sexual orientation, but I do make judgments based on character. They are dangerous people, regardless of race, color, creed, sexual orientation, sexual gender identity. I stay away from them. I only hang out with good people, the good people, and good people come in all walks of life, in all shapes and sizes, in all religions, sex, sexual orientation, etc. Because positive people brings positive consequences. I have to stay away from the negative people because negative people always bring negative consequences. Good day, good night from Dove Night.